There's a new study that says a bad night's sleep tonight could impact your thoughts into next week.
Into next week.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So you miss 1 out of 7, you're screwed.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but I don't like those odds.
But what could possibly be keeping us up at night?
The Men's Room Top 10.
Diarrhea.
Dreams.
The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10 annoying things that keep us awake. How about the thoughts inside my head? It's a dark, twisted maze of unscrupulous scenarios and fantastical flights of fancy. Sometimes I think I just want to cut lawns for a living and get a fresh glass of lemonade from the homeowner for a job well done. I could train horses. I like horses. They like me. I should do animal rescue. I could have a farm, make my own whiskey, and I can sell it and turn a profit and be the next big distiller. I like to write. Maybe I'll write a book. What should it be about? I like talking to people. I'm a good listener. I could be a therapist. And then when my patient falls in love with me and she thinks I'm cheating on her, she slowly starts to poison me. I need to get some sleep and help.
Yeah.
I'd drink his whiskey.
I would.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because, you know, it would be perfect.
I'll let him walk my dog.
Well, yeah.
He'd be a good dog walker.
Yeah.
You know?
Said he took Henry for like a 30-40 minute walk this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very thorough.
At 4 a.m., dude. It's not this morning. That's in the middle of the night.
That's last night.
4 a.m. That's why he can't sleep. Middle of the night.
When he wakes up, trust me, everyone listening is sleeping.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Unless you work the overnight.
So these are the 10 annoying things that keep us awake. These are actually a couple handpicked answers from a Reddit thread that I found on there. Some of my favorites there. Kind of the errant fart. Whether it's you fart yourself awake or it's your partner sleeping next to you that just cracks a cold one.
Yeah. I've definitely woken myself up to a fart, and not because I had to poop, but just the fart itself.
Yeah.
Like, you'll have a dream, something kind of goes sideways in a dream, and you realize it's because you're smelling your own fart, and then you wake up and go, oh my God, this is why I woke up.
But a sleep miles has a better percentage of not slipping than awake miles.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Dreaming miles will not poop himself.
Correct.
Miles awake will poop himself. So I don't know what the line is there and why that happens.
Have you ever woken yourself up with somebody at the door, as it were, Miles?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, sure, but you're cognizant enough not to...
Let them in.
Try to fart.
You're right, exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
But anytime I've woken up with someone knocking at the back door, so to speak, at least the end of my dream, even if that's not what the dream started being about, at the end of the dream, it's that... I have to take a dump. And when you wake up, basically your ass has sent you the message. But, like, I spoke to you in your sleep. Go take care of
this. But back to knocking at your back door. Hear it coming. You fart about 4 or 5 times before you get there.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Like, I can distinctly...
That's a Deep Purple reference.
I can point out several times where I know I was sleeping and I know I definitely farted. There was one time, and I have never woken up this fast, where I clearly was farting in my dream, and then somebody showed up at the back door, and I rocketed up and off out of that bed.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
The problem with that
speed.
Is you're still kind of at attention, so it's kind of hard to do that sit-down move real quick, because you got to tuck under the seat or try to push it
You got
to
scoop in, man.
You do.
You got to scoop.
And that's never a good thing when your tip is touching your torso.
Mike, you know, like that breakup conversation?
Sure.
Remember one girl, she looks at me, she goes, and you would fart on me in your sleep. I was like, and I literally went, well, I was asleep.
Never.
Get out of my house.
You should have told her, I wanted to sleep.
And that's the last straw.
Yeah, right?
Come on.
On the other side of the spectrum there, my bladder.
Yep, absolutely, man.
But you got to have that dream where you pee like 3 different times before you actually wake up and like, whoo, dodged a bullet.
Because your brain has been trying to tell you, like, how many different ways can we reach him in dream world to let him know, hey, wake up and pee?
You take that 30-second pee in your dream, and you're still like, doggone it, I still really
I don't drink a lot of liquids during the day either, but I do drink a lot when I'm sleeping. So I have a big-ass glass of water, and when I wake up in the morning, it's gone. I've taken that thing down in the middle of the night.
That's why you shouldn't be afraid of peanut butter, Miles.
Well, that's probably a good saving.
You got
it's
plenty,
a good life raft, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I keep a bottle of water next to my bed.
That's a good call. Everybody should. You should wake up and chug that thing.
Yeah, and just sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night, your mouth's a little dry, just like, I need a sip of water.
I mean, the reason I'm in sleep is because I was stoned.
Someone said birds. Just the birds chirping out there. Now, granted, you're probably a little bit further in the morning that you're trying to sleep.
I mean,
maybe
birds.
It's your day off and it's 7 o'clock in the morning and it's a little bit sunshiny out there.
Sometimes, dude, I'm shocked. Like, it's still dark out. I'm just like, what in the hell are you guys doing up?
Birds chirping does not bother me. Definitely bugs my wife. But the problem is directly outside of our bedroom window. A little bit of the roof overhang every springish whenever they get the baby. So it's basically the same mama or same family, whatever. They make the little nest right there. And it is directly outside of the window, which is cracked open. And those babies, much like human babies, wake up real early and they're hungry. Yeah.
So they do that. But you remember, birds in the morning are chirping. Because they're hollering at chicks.
Yeah.
Seriously. They're like mating calls.
Hey, what up?
So they're like construction workers. No. 7:30. 7:30. Doesn't mean you when you're dumping stuff into a dumpster, it's still 7:15. I know you're not banging on crap. You're just taking out the trash, but... Guys,
waking me up.
The whole... 7, please, 7:30.
10 annoying things that keep us awake... Calculating how much sleep you can still get.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I am actually super guilty of that one.
You know what? It doesn't bug me now because I don't look at the clock in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Right? So we have an analog clock in the bedroom. But if it's still dark outside, I cannot read what it says. And my eyes suck anyway.
Right.
We had a digital clock. We unplugged it.
Good.
And neither of us sleep with the phone. So I wake up, and based on the season, I will make an estimate of roughly what time it is. So, like, in the summertime, if it's still dark, I'm like, you got a long time.
Yeah.
Wintertime, you know, around December, I'm like, you got 2 more hours. And 5 minutes later, my wife's walking down like, yeah, it's 7:30.
My problem is when I travel for work, I tend to be on the first flight back home, but work that night doesn't get me to bed until 11 o'clock, sometimes close to midnight, depending on what I'm doing. You know, have a couple drinks with a client at the end of it, whatever. But then I got to be up at like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning so I can pack up my stuff, hail the Uber, get out to the airport. And so I only get 3, 4 hours of sleep on a Sunday. So I actually have retrained my brain to tell myself, you're just taking a nap. You're not actually going to bed. You're taking a couple hour nap, and then you can get up and go. 10 annoying things that keep us awake. Anybody ever come home from a concert and you got that bad tinnitus just ringing in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you can plug your ears. It just makes it louder.
Sometimes I wonder if it's the drugs, but probably the noise.
I will say.
I'm being serious. It's a fine.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I am a dream. How you got there?
But the ringing in the ears.
Oh, yeah.
Alice in Chains, the more... Not that practice. I mean, it was like a Thursday night show or something. It was so loud. And like an idiot, I didn't have any earplugs in. And I mean, I remember sitting in my living room when I got home and it's like, am I? Yeah, just like, is that ringing still going on?
Yep.
Jeez, it was. A fly or a mosquito? You ever been in a silent room and you can just hear the...
Not recently, but yeah.
A cricket.
But there's a real... Cricket? There's always that big ass fly, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he bounces off your ceiling and you hear him go, boom,
yeah,
boom,
that's
boom,
the thing. That
boom, boom. You're like... But he'll be dead on the floor the next day. Those big ass ones, guys, they go away.
Right, but
there's not a lot of crickets here, but like back in Maryland, I mean, if there was a cricket, I don't know how to explain it. It would wake you up. You couldn't go to sleep with it.
And as soon as you turn the light on, it doesn't move.
My brother had one in his room for 4 nights in a row, right? We lived out in the woods, so it wasn't unusual, but it's summertime, and it was driving my brother bat as crazy. And then when he pointed it out to my father, now it's driving my father crazy. And they would be, and I couldn't sleep because now it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I've been listening to the cricket. I finally fall asleep. Now I can hear my dad and my brother walking around with flashlights. Yeah. Like, that's going to help. For 4 nights in a row, this damn cricket.
My brother-in-law, in the house that he grew up in, there was a little water feature that was right outside the front door, and his bedroom window was up and over the front door. And during the season, frogs would go in there, lay a bunch of eggs. Oh. They would turn into tadpoles, eventually they'd become frogs like in the springtime or whenever they sprout. But then in the middle of the night, I would leave his house from gaming, and I'd hear the frogs like, oh, kind of cool, I'm out in nature. That's awesome. He just hears nothing but all these high-pitched creaks all freaking night long. Drove him nuts. Loud equipment comes in at number 4 of the 10 annoying things that keep us awake.
Yes, Seattle. Go.
Thank you. 7:30, please. Right. Seriously.
There was one that said that their neighbor would mow their lawn at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Gracious.
Come
and I'm like, I don't think that there's a time of the year where that's
no
practical. You can't see yet.
There used to also be a early morning leaf blower guy, but he's gone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Right.
At that point, I know what you're doing. Pick it up.
Right.
Get an electric one.
Get a rake.
Something.
Get a rake. Damn.
I had a neighbor that would vacuum at super late hours, but he was above me. So I'm just like, what is he on?
Drugs.
Right.
Yeah, right? I was like, why are you vacuuming it?
Because he's stoned.
We had an upstairs neighbor that sounded like they were rearranging their furniture every doggone night. We lived in a 600 square foot apartment.
That's not my thing. Every time I get a hotel room, I've got a herd of 4-year-olds sleeping above me.
Number 3, children on the list.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Like, what are you doing?
Hey,
are you running a marathon?
Come on.
Also depends, yeah. I did not realize one of my neighbors has a little baby until Taryn crashed in my spare room. She was gone by like 7:30. Like, everything all right? She's like, one of your neighbors has a baby. I'm like, I never hear it. She's like, it's next to the other wall.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, sorry, dude.
Oh, damn. Number 2, not just snoring, irregular snoring.
Yeah, if you just snore, it becomes white noise.
Correct.
Right? Once you start breaking it up. That was my brother, man. Apnea. Yeah, we didn't know it then. You were just sawing logs. But if it snore, then there's a big snort. Then you heard nothing for like 10 seconds. You're like, I believe he just died in his sleep. Right. Then
check out.
Why is there silence?
I know what number 1 is.
Do you know what number 1 is?
Yes.
Hit the drum roll, Steve.
It's a cat.
This is the number 1 annoying thing that keeps us awake.
With a hairball.
Not puking, but it is the late night animal bath.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
God.
I tell you what, 2 things have woken me up instantaneously in my life, and that would be at the same time, daughter screwing around in her crib and the cat puking at the same time. I mean, like, that is the, if I could put a sound on my Apple phone for my alarm,
yeah,
it would be the sound of a cat throwing up a hairball.